Now, samphire, spinach and dillisk, they are just some of the free foods to be found on our seashores. And Valerie Cox joined professional forager and chef Michael Mulholland as he hunted for plants along the coast of Furbo in County Galway.
Now, this is black mustard and we cook that. Now, you can taste it, but it's quite hot. It needs to be blanched first. It's very hot. Can you taste the heat in it?
Can taste it. Ooh, yes, it's burning my tongue.
Yeah, that's it. So we blanch that in boiling water, dip it into cold water and then stir fry it. And you can put any flavour you like on it. You can put butter and almonds or you can put lemon. You can do it Asian style with sesame seed oil and soya sauce, ginger, garlic. And we use it as a garnish with fish. It's part of the cabbage family.
One little plant that's been cropping up in all the best restaurants is rock samphire or sea fennel. And even in the 17th century, Shakespeare referred to the dangerous practice of collecting rock samphire from cliffs. Halfway down hangs one that gathers samphire. Dreadful trade. But Michael knew where to find it.
Rock samphire. We use this as a garnish for fish as well. We blanch it and then stir fry it in butter and serve it with fish. It's also pickled and it's sold in every supermarket in France. It's a delicacy. It was used in England quite a lot, but it was picked so much it's become sort of a rarity over there.
And you've loads of it here.
And it's grown wild here all along this coast here, yeah.
But the winter storms in 2012 were a forager's nightmare.
Well, the land was devastated during the storm. The whole seashore was ripped up. So all the plants were torn away and covered with rocks. But it will come back. It will seed itself again. But it'll take another couple of years.
And most of your supplies of sea spinach disappeared.
Yeah. But in little sheltered areas, it's still growing. Quite a lot of it, actually, still. These are wild pea shoots, the little purple flower on them. And the little tops are very tender. So we use those as a garnish on a pea soup or something like that, or use it if we're serving a pea puree with a fish. We would use the pea shoot again as a garnish. This is the sea spinach here. You can notice it by the seed head. This is the original plant. It's sea spinach or sea beet, and it's the original beetroot, kale, and this grows beside the sea. The leaf is slightly thicker and shinier than spinach, but it's very succulent, full of iron, full of vitamin C.
It's actually very tasty. It tastes like the sea.
Yeah, it's lovely. We just wilt it down as you would with spinach and serve it as a garnish. And it goes very well with fish. It's beautiful with a couple of poached eggs and some cheese sauce on the top of it as a light supper.
We're looking at all these seaweeds, but there's a number of seaweeds we can't reach at the moment. They're out under deep water.
Yes, that's right. Some of the kelps, the tide is sort of halfway out at the moment. We can't get to the kelps and the oarweed. But the most important thing about the seaweed is that we should cut it, never pull it, because it grows on a hole fast. And if you pull the seaweed, it'll never come back again. Whereas if it's cut about a third or halfway up its hole fast, it will regenerate, it'll come back again. So all seaweed, and when they're harvesting, they cut it here in Connemara. It's never pulled. Us chefs, we don't really call it seaweed, we call them sea vegetables. Because the word weed has a bad connotation. It means something you're going to throw away, whereas really they are vegetables and should be referred to as sea vegetables and not seaweed.
We gathered samphire, spinach and black mustard and went back to Michael's kitchen to taste the sea vegetables he had prepared earlier.
This is sea spaghetti. Now that doesn't grow here. I collect this out in Lettermore. Also, another type of seaweed that doesn't really grow out here is the Atlantic wakame. We get that in Lettermore, Lettermullen as well. And this is a sample of it pickled. We've pickled this, as you can see in there. And we just put it in a light cider vinegar with some star anise, some bay leaves, a few cloves. You'd like to taste it, yeah?
It just looks like spaghetti. Here, yeah. Cut that piece out.
And you cook it like spaghetti, al dente. And then you pickle it. And you can put any flavour into the pickle you want.
Oh, it's quite delicious, Michael.
And that's lovely served again with fish. And this again, this is dillisk that we've pickled. Yeah, here you are. Just pick it up with your fingers there.
What's the flavour in that, Michael? It's lovely.
It's cider vinegar, a little bit of sugar, some fresh bay leaves, star anise, a little bit of ginger, a little bit of garlic.
You're a chef here in the Connemara Coast Hotel. So you regularly have all of these foraged foods on the menu.
Part-time chef now. I've retired and I forage a lot.
And how does it go down with the guests?
Oh, the guests love it. There's no doubt about it. We make bread with the dillisk. A lot of the fish dishes would have either the rock samphire or the sea spaghetti or dillisk as an accompaniment or as a garnish.
Should we all be out foraging like this?
As long as you stick to the rules and cut and don't pull. And remember, you're going to come back next year. So you want to be able to get it again next year. If you pull everything, it won't be there next year when you go back.
How do you learn what to take and what might actually poison you?
Well, you hire me to bring you out and show you.
It's not something you should head off and do on your own.
No. I bring out lots of groups. I do the foraging for the Galway Food Festival. I do groups like the Tidy Towns, because it's part of the Tidy Town thing, is to know what's grown in your area. So I bring out Tidy Town groups.
So you would say this is a great thing to do, but do become educated first.
Yes.
In what is suitable to
eat. Yeah, because there are plants there, like hemlock is very similar to wild parsley or cow parsley. So it's not advisable to be picking it from a picture. I mean, you really must know what you're picking, yes. And as far as mushrooms are concerned, there's three that will kill you stone dead. I mean, there's no antidote. You die of organ failure. That's it. And they grow in Ireland.
And that was Chef Michael Mulholland and Valerie Cox.